When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 7th edition. We got 12 game slate to break down for you on Friday. Hope you guys had a fun Thursday. Wild slate, as expected, lots of offense and some interesting pitching, to say the least. If you guys have questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. You can follow me there for all the podcasts, all the written content, all the goodies. If you want my cheat sheet that comes out Monday through Friday, most today's, probably not this Friday. I am busy on Friday, but patreon.com/GTFantasy. You can find it over there. All right, let's get to the totals. Slate starts at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Cubs, Yankees, 8.5. Rangers, Nationals, 10. Royals, Guardians, 8.5. Reds, Brewers, 8. Orioles, Twins, 9. Cardinals, White Sox, 8.5. Mariners, Astros, 7.5. Mets, Padres, 7.5. Angels, Dodgers, 9. Still waiting on a few pitchers that have kept totals off the board so far, but as a whole, not a bad pitching slate, but there is obviously tons of offense to have some fun with. Your top price pitcher is Andrew Abbott at $9,900 at the Milwaukee Brewers. I've said it on many shows. I've tweeted it out. I've written it up in articles. I am a believer now in Andrew Abbott. There's always some guys that just, you look at the underlying metrics and it's just not right. Abbott still has an extreme XFIP, Sierra, XERA, whatever ERA indicator you want to look at. He, quote unquote, is overachieving, but this kid is filthy, especially in his last three starts. Six innings in each start, three earned runs or less. Was only three runs or runs he's allowed, because his first two starts he didn't allow any. But the part that I'm seeing now that you did not see in the first two starts, strikeouts. He has struck out 30 batters in his last three starts. That's over 19 and two-thirds innings, getting a ton of swing and miss. The one caveat, big time fly ball guy. 2 ground balls to 8 fly balls, 0 to 9, 1 to 10. So if he gets in trouble, he's giving up big flies. But he hasn't gotten in that much trouble, and he's facing a Milwaukee Brewers team that you can definitely take advantage of these days. A Brew Crew team that over the last 3 weeks, striking out 24.1% of the time versus lefties, hitting .248 with a .128 ISO. So Andrew Abbott at $9,900 is in play for you tonight. Zach Gallen coming off back-to-back rough outings, allowing 4 runs in back-to-back starts. But the caveat, he went 6 innings in both starts. And his last start against the Angels, even though he allowed 4 runs, struck out 12. He still put up over 20 points in 3 out of the last 4 starts, still having a great season, even though like the last month, month and a half, he hasn't been as consistent as he was earlier in the season. But he gets the Pittsburgh Pirates. And this is a team that has been boom or bust a lot this year. Like, they've been a pain in the rear for certain nights, and then other nights, you can shut them down. They're a very, very tilting team to pitch against. And then even to play DFS against, like 22.4% K rate versus righties over the last 3 weeks. .211 average, they won a .119 ISO. So they don't strike out a ton, but haven't produced a ton either. So they're not a great offense. They will surprise you, like Jack Sawinski loves facing righties. We got a bunch of guys that can show up from time to time. But Andrew Abbott's going to be very, very popular. At least he should be very, very popular on this slate. So if you want to pivot to Zach Gallen at 96, I'm all aboard that train. Luis Castillo is intriguing because Houston will be out Jose Altuve and a few others. I'm going to pass. If I'm going up here, I'm rather go Hunter Brown at $9,200 against the Seattle Mariners. Brown's coming off a rocky start at Texas. We'll let that one slide. Previous start at the Dodgers was filthy. He struck out at least 6 in 3 straight starts. He's getting strikeouts this season. I actually just wrote about him for the Baseball HQ Daily Matchups article that drops on Friday. The overall skill set from Brown is outstanding. Like, he has his rough outings, 3 runs in 4 innings, 1 run, 6 runs, 0 runs, 3 runs. Regardless of the runs, the strikeouts are usually there. Gets tons of ground balls, which helps him stay out of too much trouble. So Hunter Brown at $9,200 is in play, facing a Seattle Mariners team, striking out over 26% of the time versus righties, hitting .239 with a .174 ISO. So Brown's another pay-up spot that is quite intriguing. So over $9,000, You got Andrew Abbott, Zach Gallen, and Hunter Brown all in play for you if you want to pay up for pitching. And there'll be tons of value. So you can find value bats if you want to pay up for pitching. And I like all of them if you need to. Now, if you want to save a few shekels, though, we got some great options. Dylan Cease, $8,500 at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. Cease has looked like Cy Cease over his last since June 1st. He's been absolutely outstanding. He did give up three runs in his last outing, only struck out five, so it looks like a rough start. Still not horrible. You'd expect more against the A's, but you'll take that. Just prior to that, 10, 9, 10, 7, 6, 8. Those are his strikeout totals since May 28th starts. He's been great since June 3rd. I told you since June 1st, it's been three earned runs or less in every single start. Been very, very consistent, very, very effective. Pitching as consistently as a guy that should not be priced $8,500. Now he faces the St. Louis Cardinals, a team striking out a little over 20% of the time versus righties, hitting 271 with a 182 ISO over the last 3 weeks. I was surprised when I saw those numbers because that team has been so horrifically bad. I'll take my chances with Dylan Cease. Again, he should be popular as well at this price point because this is too cheap at $8,500, but I do like it quite a bit. If you want to pivot off of Cease, his opposition in that matchup, Jordan Montgomery, Jomo, is $8,100 at the Chicago White Sox, and this is one I like quite a bit for a few reasons. One, the White Sox team is just scuffling tremendously, and like they almost got swept by the A's. It's just a bad, bad situation with the White Sox. Their team over the last 3 weeks, 23.3% K rate, 251 average, 137 ISO versus lefties. And when you look at Jomo, he's really, really got dialed in of late. At least six innings and five straight starts, three runs or less, at least total of five runs, period, in those five starts. And he's got at least six Ks in each of those starts. That is tremendous. He brings a great floor. He's got over 20 points in four of those five starts. He's got at least 17 in all five starts. I love that floor at $8,100 with the upside. He makes for a great pivot off of Dylan Cease, and he just makes for a really good cash game play in Jordan Montgomery. So that is what I look at there. Other than that, like Aaron Civale's fine, but just pay $400 more for Montgomery. That's personally where I would go in that matchup. There's not a ton of value I like at all. Maybe there'll be some guys that come in. Like I said, we're still waiting on some pitchers on this slate, but I think I'll pass on the rest. So I'm going to pay for pitching on Friday, find some value bats, which will not be hard to do, but give me like Abbott, Gallen, Brown up top, Cease, Jomo down below are the five I'm looking at this point in time.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
With those pitchers and all the other not so good pitchers to come, we got some bats to look at here. So let's check out the catchers on this 12 game Friday slate for you. You got Adley Rutschman versus Bailey Ober at $5,300. Ober's been playing pitching well. So the Orioles offense, I love, will be contrarian because people do respect Ober. So, but you could go there. Like Jonah Heim's the best pay-up spot at $4,800 versus Trevor Williams. Williams is not good, obviously. You can, the ball does move pretty well in Washington during the summertime. There are threats of rain, but we should hopefully get that one in. So Jonah Heim at 48 would be one to keep an eye on. If you want to fade Andrew Rabbit, because like I said, he does give a ton of fly balls, you could play Home Run Derby against him. William Contreras is $4,400. I don't know if I'm getting there, but if you're multi-entering and Abbott is going to be as popular as it feels like he's going to be, then a few, like you don't have to go full on Brew Crew stack probably, but a little Brew Crew stack could go a long, long ways. So I like that one quite a bit. Going down cheaper for you here though, below 4K, like Mitch Garver, if he's in the lineup, because sometimes he'll DH. Garver at 4K for Trevor Williams is worth a look here. Elias Diaz, Ross Stripling's pitching for the Giants, and he sucks. Like, he's just not good. He's said he's tired. There's a million things wrong with Ross Stripling. The Giants already called up more bullpen help on Thursday for the weekend. That says a lot about what they expect to take place here. So Elias Diaz at $3,900 is in play for Stripling. Cheaper options, Patrick Bailey against Gomber at 35 is one I would keep in mind as well. Going down even cheaper, the Boston Red Sox signed Jorge Alfaro to a major league contract. If he's in the lineup versus Medina at 33, he could be worth a look. Keiber Ruiz at $3,300 versus Bradford. The Rangers are probably going with a bullpen game with Bradford starting things off. So you could get some Washington action in that matchup as well. Sorry, got an itchy throat all of a sudden. after Keiber Ruiz, you go down below 3K, and it's kind of mixed, but like Shea Langeliers, Boston's going bullpen game. They're having the lefty Bernardino start and then Walter come in. Langeliers at 28 could be a guy for you. Just know that they're going to be moving a lot of moving pieces, so you're not like just targeting one-handedness. If Fermin catches for Kansas City, he's been swinging it really well over the last few weeks. He's $2,700 and a nice value versus Savali. He'd be one for you. Bo Naylor going up against Daniel Lynch at 26 would be another value for you in his matchup. If Higashioka for the Yankees is in the lineup, he's $2,500. Ryan Jeffers at 25 is a good value versus Irvin. Told you, you're going to be able to find value on this slate, and the catcher's position could give you a nice spot for it. First base position for you, Ohtani versus Gonsolin's awesome at 65. I'm all aboard that train. Christian Walker versus Rich Hill at 54 is definitely in play for you as well. Going down cheaper, I kind of want to keep an eye on the Mets because Yu Darvish is making a start. He's had a start basically missed, I would say. They'll say pushed back because he's dealing with an illness that reportedly lost him 7 to 10 pounds. So I don't know like what shape he's going to be in for this game. It's kind of an interesting situation here. So Pete Alonso at 52, who hit a home run on Thursday, is one to look at. Below 5K now, you got the likes of Josh Naylor versus Daniel Lynch. If he's in the lineup at $4,200, Naylor went deep on Thursday. He's, I don't care, it's lefty lefty. Naylor is swinging a very, very good stick right now. Justin Turner at 4K is a nice price tag versus Medina. Medina's got strikeout stuff, but also very hittable stuff. So you got Turner at 4K in that matchup. CJ Cron at 39 versus Stripling. Like I said, Colorado shouldn't get a lot of ownership, but Stripling's just not that good right now. It's gonna be a lot of Giants bullpen in that game, which is not a bad bullpen, but it's an overworked bullpen. The day off Thursday helped them a ton. They needed that in a big, big way. Some you going down farther, Ryan O'Hearn at $3,600 and another big game on Thursday. It's Bailey Obrist, and I'm not going crazy with Baltimore, but I do like the idea of keep running these hot Baltimore bats out there, especially if they become lower owned than they've been on recent slates. Joey Meneses is $3,400. Again, bullpen game for Washington, so keep that one on the radar for you. If you're going to fade Aaron Civale, because even with Civale, there's a lot of balls in play. He gets more strikeouts than like a Cal Quantrill does, obviously, but you're hoping for like 3 to 5 Ks from Civale. So that's a lot of balls in play. So Prado at 31 for Kansas City, if you so choose. The switch hitting Josh Bell versus Daniel Lynch at 28 would be a sub-3K value for you. Wilmer Flores should be in a lineup for the Giants with Thyro Estrada hitting the IL and a lefty on the mound. So Wilmer Flores at $2,800 would be a value at first base. Tristan Casas at 26 against Medina I like a lot for value. Like, I'm not saying he's a must-play, but if you're looking to save money at first base, it's a great matchup for Tristan Casas at $2,600 versus Medina. You guys know my feelings on him. I might be a little over the top, but I believe in the hit tool. I've explained it a million times on the show and in other places. He's a very talented player that's starting to find his footing. Second base, you got Mookie Betts versus anybody. Okay, sounds good. Marcus Semien, though, at 6K versus Trevor Williams is in play for you. You got Ketel Marte as well versus Big Rich Hill at 5,900. I like Semien the most in this group, but Betts is always a play. I'm really curious to see what happens. Like the Rodon's making his first start with the Yankees. I don't expect him to go super deep. He's getting stretched out in his rehab, don't get me wrong. But maybe five innings from Rodon. He could do more. You never know. That Yankees bullpen is destroyed, like just destroyed right now. So the Cubs could be another one of those. Like you're playing for them to beat up the bullpen, which is never a great feeling, but could be an interesting one. That's why I'm going to say Nico Horner at $5,200 if you're going crazy and going Cubs. Again, if you're going crazy, I'd rather go Gleyber Torres at 47 versus Taillon. Taillon is horrific right now. Like Taillon and Stripling on this slate is just funny because both were people were very optimistic on those two guys heading into the season. I thought they'd be better than this. So you got that going for you. Going down cheaper, I'd love to say Ha-Sung Kim because Verlander's been so Jekyll and Hyde this year. So Kim at 44 in tournaments you can go to. But Andrés Giménez, I preach him every time on the show. He's 4K. It's too cheap. He had another home run on Thursday and then three more stolen bases as he has been outstanding for the Guardians of late. So $4,000, good price point there. Some cheaper options for you. DJ LeMahieu at 33, Jordan Westberg at 32, keeps putting up double-digit performances, and his price tag doesn't move. So that's a good spot. He's second base, third base eligible for the O's. Below 3K now, not a ton. Maybe Christian Arroyo at 28 if you're going full Boston stack. Donovan Solano, I didn't mention him at first base. He's first base, second base. I'd rather use him at second base. He's at $2,600 going against Cole Irvin. Solano does like facing lefties ever since he was with the Giants back in the day. That's one thing he did very, very well if you're looking that route. Oh, and then the last one I'll mention down here, if you want a couple more Uber punts for you, I just saw his name pop up. Diaz of the Oakland Athletics is $2,100. That's a tournament type play because we've seen double and triple dong upside from Mr. Diaz. Third base for you, J-Ram at 58. He had a big, big game on Thursday. Good spot there versus Daniel Lynch. Got Elly De La Cruz, anytime's tournament relevant. Spencer Steer as well. Machado at 52 versus Verlander. Muncy went deep on Thursday. I like Griffin Canning, so I'm not going crazy there, but Dodgers can Dodger. Josh Young at 5K is a good one. If you're not going J-Ram, I'd probably drop down to Josh Young. Rafael Devers at 49 seems too cheap against Medina, so that's a good place to go to. Gunnar Henderson was 4-for-7 with two home runs on Thursday. Gunnar Henderson is $4,700 versus Ober. That is a great price point for one of the hottest hitters in baseball. Ryan McMahon at 42 versus Stripling. JD Davis loves him a lefty. He's $3,900 versus Gomber, so you can look there as well. Going down cheaper, I love Jaime Candelaria at 37. Make sure he's in the lineup, though. He left in the extra innings. He was hit in the knee by a pitch, was removed from the game. He is day-to-day, but he's $3,700 versus lefty Bradford. And then the bullpen in Texas. Evan Longoria versus lefty is a thing. He's $3,400 versus Rich Hill, so watch that one. Jordan Westberg at 32, like I mentioned, would be one to watch. Going down even cheaper, Emmanuel Rivera at $2,900. We love him for the D-backs versus lefty. Hopefully he's in the lineup against Rich Hill. Other than that, though, there's usually not a ton of cheap third baseman. Yeah, nothing down here. Shortstop, Corey Seager at 62 is awesome for Trevor Williams. We like that a ton. Elly De La Cruz, McClain, if you're fading Burns, those are two guys you really want. But I like Francisco Lindor. He went 5-for-5 with two triples and a home run on Thursday. He continues to hit. I've talked about him a lot lately over like the last 2 to 2.5 weeks. He's hitting like 330 right now. Lindor's $4,900 for you, Darvish. Bobby Witt Jr. at 48 is a nice cheap GPP play. Oh, cheap, too cheap. He's not cheap. He's cheaper than he should be going up against Aaron Civale. So Bobby Witt, Gunnar Henderson at 47. Those three guys alone, between Lindor, Witt, Henderson, and even Correa versus Irvin, who I like, those four shortstops make it really hard to pay up anymore at shortstop. Like if I'm paying up, I'm starting between Lindor, Witt, Henderson, and Correa. Going down below 4K now, Med Rosario at 38, especially in your Cleveland stacks. I'm on board with that. Anthony Volpe, I talked about it recently, heating up big time. He's $3,500 versus Taillon. That is a great price point. That's a bit of value at the shortstop position. And then below 3K at shortstop, not really seeing a ton. Hamilton of Boston's $2,200. He can get on and run like crazy. So he'd be one if you're stacking Boston. I wouldn't one off with Hamilton, but if you're stacking him, I'd look that direction. Outfield for you, Betts at 66, Otani at 65, all just fine. Going down cheaper, though, Adelis Garcia versus Trevor Williams at 57. I'm on board with that. If you're not using Jomo, Lou Bob at 56 is just fine as well. Buxton at 54 versus Irvin is a very good tournament play. Buxton's been turning it on of late, so he'd be one to keep on your radar in this matchup. Going down farther now, you got Lane Thomas is up to 5K in a really good spot there against Texas. That Washington Texas game has the highest total on the slate for a reason. So don't be shy. Everyone's going to stack Texas. I like Texas a ton. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a great spot to stack Texas. But don't sleep on Washington's peskiness in this game. Got Seth Mullins at 49 versus Ober. I think Christopher Morel at 49 is a phenomenal tournament play. He's third base outfield eligible with Carlos Rodon. Masataka Yoshida at 48, swinging it well. He's against Medina. He's in a play, especially in your Boston stacks. Got Lourdes Gurriel, who's kind of slowed down a little bit, but worth a look. Santander at 46 versus Ober is another one. Going down to the mid 4Ks now. Brandon Nimmo at 45 versus Darvish. If you are fading Darvish, he'd be a guy, a part of that Mets group I'd be looking to get a piece of. Going down to the low 4Ks now, you got Stephen Kwan at 41, Taylor Ward at 41. Ward's in slumping. Mickey Moniak at 4K versus Gonson. If he's leading off, that'd be a good spot there for Mr. Moniak. Going down even farther, like Nate Jones at 3,900 bucks for Stripling could be a look for you. Ezekiel Duran versus Williams at 38, I like a lot as a piece of a cheaper piece of Texas, I should say. That'd be one. We always like Jack Sawinski, against right-handed pitching in tournaments. He's up to 3,600 bucks for Zach Gallen. Gallen has been very good, don't get me wrong, but if you want a guy with massive upside in tournaments as a one-off, Jack Sawinski is your dude. Jaron Duran at 3,500 bucks versus Medina is very solid. I like that, especially leading off, hopefully. He hit fifth on Thursday with Verdugo leading off. So keep an eye on that. But Duran still, he's fine hitting fifth. Prefer him a lot more if he's leading off, of course. Below 3,500 bucks now, Tommy Pham. You got him to look at. Leody Tavares versus Williams at 33. Jerkson Profar leading off for Colorado at 33 would be another one for you. Going to the low 3Ks now. So loaded 12-game slate, people. Lots of options. Below 3K, we got Max Kepler. It's lefty-lefty. He can hit lefties. If they keep Kepler in the lineup at 2,900 bucks versus Irvin, that's a good value. Kowser got a bump finally. He's been 2K since he got called up. He's 2,800 bucks versus Obert. Still a good value. He walks a ton. He's got great plate skills. He's got tons of power, but he's showing off the plate skills right now. You got Jankowski at Texas at 28, another Texas value in his matchup. Going down a little farther, not going there. Trent Grisham at 26, a good value. He's actually swinging much better than people think. If you actually looked at it, you'd probably be surprised at how well he's hitting the baseball. So keep an eye on Grisham as a value. But other than that, we'll probably call it good. There will be more. Oscar Colas, lefty-lefty, probably gets the day off. But yeah, there's a lot down here. Once you get lineups, you can check it out and see. Recapping your pitching, Abbott at 99, Gallen at 96, Brown at 92 if you're paying up. Abbott's the best one, should be the most popular. Gallen makes a good pivot off of. Most, I don't think, use Brown, but we'll see. And then down below, Cease at 85 and Jomo at 81. I love Cease. I think a Cease-Abbott combo is going to be very, very popular. I don't hate it. It's going to be very popular. Jomo's just fine, though, at 8,100 bucks. Been a beast of late. So I like those a lot. If you're stacking things up, the Cubs versus Taillon, or not the Cubs versus Rodon is sneaky interesting. The Yankees versus Taillon, I like a lot, even though the Yankees suck. Texas Washington is going to be the matchup of the day. Texas versus Trevor Williams is awesome. It's what you would love to see. Don't sleep on Washington. I think that's fun. Boston versus Medina, I like a bit. Cleveland versus Daniel Lynch, one of my favorite stacks outside of Texas. I like Cleveland a lot on this slate. Baltimore versus Bailey Ober is interesting, but Minnesota versus Irvin is awesome. So that could be a game stack where you get more Minnesota and sprinkle in some O's and have some fun. See how that one pans out. The Mets versus Darvish is the sneakier one. I like Arizona versus Hill. And then Colorado versus Ross Stripling and the Giants, even versus Gomber. That could be good. But my main stacks is Cleveland and Texas. That's where I want to plant my flags at this point in time. And there's a lot of other places to sprinkle it in. And we'll have to check out lineups and see where we can go from there. Art, thanks for the nice comments in the chat on the YouTube. We appreciate it. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of Quick Hits in the books. I'll be back with you guys recording Sunday night to get you ready for Monday. Hope you all have a great weekend. Again, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric if you have any questions. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 7th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.